Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this very issue. We are touching base on the issue of the vanities of today. The vanities, the emptiness of today. And how we had gone on to embrace this. And how we see our own rushing to this. Even our own children, man. Rushing to this. The kinds of cultures that we embrace and all those kind of things. Now, I'm looking also into Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 8, my ach. It says, all things are full of labor. Man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Vanities, in other words, these are the things that will not satisfy us. Yet we yearn for these things. They will not bring into us a complete perfection. Yet we find ourselves yearning for these things. Check this one out. In chapter 4, verses 8 of Ecclesiastes, it says, there is one alone without companion. He has neither son nor brother. Yet there is no end to all his labors. Nor is his eye satisfied with riches. But he never asks, for whom do I toil and deprive myself of good? This also is vanity and a grave misfortune. Such vanities are a grave misfortune. It means that these vanities, things that we yearn to get, and the more we get hold of such things, we want more of these. But they are a grave misfortune. They will lead us to our death eventually. Mayari?
Mayari, it's what we can call the value of contentment. You know, it never wants to cease to stop, and it just shows kore dilo tedingwe re end up a refetella yang, you know, ka tsone kore ga gona ore waitse now I can never like my eyesight can be taken away. I've seen enough. It never gets to that point. So it's what the scripture also is trying to explain. That the way we end up in rebatlang or kuri refitella ka teng, you know. So actually this is so deep. This is so deep because, you know, I'm thinking, and I used to think of this vanity bag. You know, bare this bag and bare vanity bag, and then kamuhare it's just the makeup, the
Look, they're not lying to you. They're not lying to you. It's there. It's hidden in plain sight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because we chase after youth and the beauty. It's in today's society. It is something that we can often carrying the emphasis is on maintaining the physical beauty arona and the youth, right? But when you look at the scripture would teach us where beauty comes from within, right? And it's meaning that it's not based on the outward appearance. You look at 1 Peter 3, number 3 to number 4, your beauty should not come from the outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and wearing gold and jewelry and fine clothes. Rather, should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which is of a great worth in Abayahua's sight. So dilo tse dingwe now when you look gore re end up and this is a cycle ya gore hanga ona thesenyana but after 2 years ha solo batla thesa o batla go palamela steps after like you never get to stop and say who palame kikisiame you know you forever want to and how level la ko morago tsilelo how much for it, you've wasted time. You have wasted time because at the end of the day, haritsamaya le sepe. And that is what ke se le fuku le rutang so ga go tevenity. It means re po bereka re biage di companies re lela go nna di multimillionaire multibillionaires. But at the end of the day, haritsamaya not even a cent. Now, dilo tsa lefatshe of the other side, ke dilo tsa semoya. So therefore, it becomes important gore re berekela to the other side. Ka semoya, meaning that with the word, staying in the word, obedience, you know, how the word teaches and guides us, instead of go tebela tsa lefatshe. Ecclesiastes 1:8, all things are full of weariness, and a man cannot utter that the eye is not satisfied with seeing.
Not the ear.
I mean, insatiableness. You want to go in a little greed, in a little little scriptures are Obadiah chapter number 1. Anyway, it's the only chapter, the book of Obadiah. So now, Are, the pride of your heart has deceived you. So this vanity, it is when the pride of our heart has deceived, it says, you who live in the clefts of the rock and make your home on heights, and who say to you, who can bring me down to the ground? Who can bring me down to the ground? So now, but Abba is making us aware to say it is only him we ought to submit unto him.
Yeah.
This spirit is a Satan, this vanity, because focus.
And
it is even when we lack, we rehala to have. Karimoni an opportunity, or hey, you know what? This could be a lesson to us to be closer to Allah, Him, to trust Him with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our being. But we will always be greedy, be looking. Oh, rehala dilotediko khakala lerona and. Probably if we were multi-millionaires and multi-billionaires, we wouldn't even be maybe on this radio, Honano, speaking of the word. We could be in some islands sipping the tequila and whatnot. Really, because, you know, because nakwangwe batho ba fila gore tshelete ba ibereketse ke matla a bone, you know, and dilo tse di tsitsang mo pele ga gagwe. Also, we can speak of a dependency on human wisdom over the wisdom of Abba Yahuwah.
Yes.
Right? So, it is. But many today, right, they rely solely more this human wisdom, intellect. Right? And rena gana gore no, wisdom o ernang leone, or bukhalibor na lebo, bophala ba mupi wa rona, our creator. So we are being reminded that human understanding is limited, but true wisdom comes from Abba Yahuwah himself. And that can be attested in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 to 20, which says, where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has Abba Yahuwah made foolish the wisdom of this world? So, kililo sitting at a certain something reputed on a kumpienu because of the way re end up re-behave again, because nakongwe we even go as far as chasing approval from others. So we're living in a society more about even validation, you know. So we forget the word and what the word teaches us. Constantly, we need to be seeking Yahuwah Elohim above all else.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is important.
Absolutely. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say on this matter.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, Babongani.
Thanks to you, Pastor Ray, your guest here at the studio. All the Radio Pulpit listeners, I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Today's vanities. Okuyize okwanamuhla sezala emhlabeni singephethe lutho. Kanjalo uma siushiya ke lo mhlaba, siyohamba singephethe lutho. Ukushika-shika kwethu emhlabeni kufana ke nokugijimisa ke umoya, angeke sikwazi ukubamba umoya. Vanity or vain is emptiness, fruitlessness or worthlessness, not in the sense of conceited or conceit. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2 uthi izeleze usho umshumayeli izeleze konke kuyize. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Intokozo yasemhlabeni ihize. Sikuthola ke Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 1. The world's pleasure is vanity. This is the passing pleasure. Uthi umhlabeleli lenjabulo enginayo ifunyanwa ngokuza kuJesu elizwe iyadlula. True pleasure, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Ukuhlakanipha kwasemhlabeni kuyize. Sikuthola ke ku Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 15. The wisdom of the world is vanity. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. True wisdom, which is essential. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Ingcebo esingasuthi ngayo iyize. Othanda imali akayikusutha ngemali. Nothanda okuningi akeneliswa izithelo nalokho kuyize. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. For wisdom is a defense as money is a defense, but the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 30. Ubuhle buyinkohliso nokubukeka kuyize kepha owesifazane owesaba uJehova uyakudunyiswa sakhula ke nezintokazi ebeziphakeme ngobuhle bazo zingamashambulo amaPakistan amabulubulu hey uyazi namhlanje kuphuphile ke lobubuhle
amen
ebampunga namhlanje ubuhle buyaphela ukubatshazwa ngabantu ngezenzo zakho kuyize ukuhleka kweziwula kuyize sikuthola kuEcclesiastes chapter 7 verse 6 abantu banakekela amazwi okukhohlisa Ephesians chapter 5 verse 6 ithi let no one deceive you with empty words for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience bayaphambuka ukuba balandele izinto eziyise ezingena kusiza nezingena kophula ngokuba ziyize bayamhlamuka uNkulunkulu bathembe izithombe badeda kuNkulunkulu balandele ubumnandi ubumnandi bezwe obesikhashana abantu benza imikhuba eyize Jonah chapter 2 verse 8 uthi abagcina okungumoya nokuyize nje bashiya othembekile kubo James chapter 1 verse 26 uma umuntu esho ukuthi uyikholwa engabophi ulimi lwakhe kungathi ngetomu kodwa ekhohlisa inhliziyo yakhe ukukhonza kwalowo kuyize angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusiseke egameni kaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha amen
Thank you so much babongane siyabonga ngendlela eyisimanga inkosi kubusise kakhulukazi send us your whatsapps 0826572729 drop us a voice note also on the whatsapp otherwise you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322
Join Radio Pulpit and Highway Ministries on the 13th of December 2024 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Heidelberg Petroport on the M3 for a live broadcast like no other come and receive your dose of traveling mercies as we remind you to stay safe obey the rules of the road and stay alive this festive season don't just fill up your tank fill up your soul with prayer Be on the road with us as we declare. Lead us, Lord, this festive season. Stop by to greet us, share the moment, and start your journey with faith, hope, and joy. Radio Pulpit and Highway Ministries, bringing faith, hope, and family together. See you there.
All right, thank you so much. We also have Wayne. Wayne says, Greetings, Matthew 15, verses 8. These people draw near to me. With their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. There you go. Those are the vanities. We should really need to search all things the word is commanding us to do. We will see more vanities in this season, especially the 25th. Yada Yahuwa, Shalom, Shalom. Thank you so much, Tuda, Wayne. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ina le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
All right, I am looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 10. It says, he who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This is vanity. And we know this gospel of silver and gold and abundance and increase has been spoken of, and we have never seen anyone who had come forward and say, I am satisfied. Oh, my achi. We've never seen anyone coming forward and saying, I'm satisfied. Even the billionaire preachers with planes.
Hi, Charlie, man. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
It's that same example. You never get to a point where you say, I'm enough. Never.
Sure. It's quite sad. And let me bring it to you, Professor. Let me read also chapter 6, verses 7. All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied. My point exactly. I've never seen any of them standing up and saying, wow, brothers and sisters, I've been preaching about wealth and getting wealth from the Father, and today I'm so satisfied. You always get them now, they are saying, buy Bitcoin. What do you say, Professor? The very same people.
Thank you, Yeah, we get this and we want to get more. With what we have, we need to find ways of getting more of what we have. Yeah, I think this hunger for more is even taking us more away from the Lord.
Yeah.
So you're talking about someone who has and then thinks this is not enough. And you are reading Ecclesiastes 6, verse 7, all the labor of man is for the mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied. It's because of this hunger that you spoke about, that people, once they get things, they want more of those. And I think this goes with pride. This goes with glamour, where you need to be associated with greatness. And unfortunately, this is the worldly greatness, which is not benefiting anyone, not benefiting our soul, not benefiting us in our relationship with the Most High. So while you are talking about that, I'm reminded of the rich young ruler who also wanted to have more. And then he said, now I already have my monies, I have every property that I need. Now I can even get more. Let me go to the Messiah and tell him that now I've already collected stuff. What must I do now to be associated with you? And when he got to the Messiah, and Yahusha says, you know what, I can see that you don't love me. You're not coming to me for what I am and for who I am, because your heart is still clinging onto these things. You are not satisfied. So now you need more of the identity with your things. So you want me to endorse what you already have. And we are seeing here being told, go and sell. So once our hearts are not in God and these things have taken the position of the Messiah, then God is no longer glorified. So these things become vanity, because God is not in his place. It did not take his position in your life. And these are the things that make us to lose it. And what we have become vanity of vanities, because they have taken the place of the Most High. And there's another king again that he spoke about, Yahushua, when he's talking in one of the parables. I want us to read that one so that you can find out exactly what vanity does to men and what this hunger does to men, that people are no longer satisfied. In the book of Luke 12, starting from verse 16 to 21, it says, he spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?" So it tells us that there are things that we have put in value to, and we have taken our souls, and our souls have been bought to these things, to a point where we think life is about us being clung to these things. And this man that Yahusha is talking about, he brought everything, collected everything, started to build mansions, started to create barns, and said, "Now my soul will be satisfied, and I will be the person that I have wanted to be all along." And forgotten that life is not about substance that we have acquired. Life is not about things that we work for. Life is more about us communicating and being connected with the Most High. And the soul here did not get satisfied, as much as we are busy talking about this, that we have more, but the more that we have is not enough. We look for ways of getting more, and these are vanities of this world, which give us more appetite, hungering for wrong things. And this, in this case, that this night your soul will be required of you. What worse time can the soul be required of you, where this soul has not identified itself with God, with the Most High? Vanity of vanity, thinking things and life is about satisfying yourself, satisfying your feelings, what you have, which is why sometimes when we come to God, there is sometimes this depletion that happens in our lives, because our lives and our hearts are glued to the substance and we are not in God. And Jesus spoke to this rich young ruler, "You have to sell everything." And on this one, you are not going to enjoy this because you don't want to detach. So this is what will happen to us if we are unable to detach from vanities. If we don't want to embrace the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and God himself, and we are clinging on to the riches of the world, vanity of vanity, which does not benefit us. We'll end up seeking the Word of God one day, said the book of Amos, that in the last days they will go to and forth looking for the Word of God, because we spent our time on vanities, not embracing the Word of God and allowing ourselves to grow in God because of these things.
All right. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about the vanities of today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's time for Table Talk, Fridays 9 to 11 a.m. with Mark Penrith on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 a.m.
Mfundisi Mwamba.
Ah, sibingelele pastor, sibingelele nakubalalela bonke ba Radio Pulpit umsaka dothi ndzaba leti thokotisako. Manje ke mfundisi inkulu le ndaba le. Uma ngilalele kahle ngathi negabanya nezimbili nje. Uma ngilalele kahle iphuma igaba ezimbili. Ngoba uyabona mfundisi, abantu thina abantu masiyenkonzweni asiyi ukuyokhonza kahle uNkulunkulu, mhlambe sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Sifuna intuthuko mfundisi. Uyabona abantu base South America bafuna South Africa bazothola ukuthuthuka. Umuntu ose South America uzahamba ePortugal mfundisi, usebenza abe uweta le ePortugal ukuze athole imali yokugibela indiza izela. Ngoba indiza phela uma ungali gibela ngamayiro mfundisi. Manje imali yabo ayigibeli indiza, bafuna le yale bagibela indiza babuye la. Uma sefika la uyathuthuka mfundisi la. IMozambique inama provinces awu 12. Uma ngaphosi iMozambique, 12 provinces. Inkulu iMozambique kune South Africa. Mara la ishaya isaluti la ku South Africa. Ithi bayethe South Africa, ngoba South Africa inentuthuko. Uma usuke emuza, uma ula emuza mbe kusuka ekhaya mfundisi. Uyinkosi usuka la South Africa. Njengo wangila e South Africa mfundisi. Le ngiyathandwa kakhulu le mfundisi le. Ngani la e South Africa kunentuthuko. Phela e South Africa intuthuko iyazenzeka. Inabo signal. Inabo pole. Nabo signature. Bazibala impahla zakho na ngeke uzicede umu. Iyazikhandela. Ayithumisa iorder emazweni. Order lezo nalezo nje. Manje ke thina abantu into le sihlupa thina. Intuthuko. Ngoba umfundisi uma kubizwe enkonzweni, uthi manje kamina utawumelela. Ugcina ungazaphumelelanga mfundisi. Uma uthi uyomsebenzela umfundisi akurobe futhi angakubhadali kahle. AkwaNkulunkulu uzokubusa sikomishita ukatekisa. Manje mfundisi, la enkonzweni kuze kuvela abantu bamanga manje oyile bathi le oyile le uma uthole yona le uzophumelela mfundisi wakho. Ngizwe sikhona ungaphumelela umfundisi. Manje yiloko kuyenza ukuthi thina abantu siduke namazwe, siduke nezwe ngenxa yokufuna intuthuko mfundisi. Kanimambo pastor.
Kanimambo mfundisi amina na cancer. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, we are talking about the vanities of today, things that are empty, but we seem to be running after such. We seem to be endorsing even them. You know, even these gospel festivals, some of them, Vele sicule, vele sangoma sicule laphayana abantu bathi hallelujah.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
All right, we are touching base on the vanities of today, the emptiness of today. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. I'm getting a feedback that this topic is difficult. How? And of course, when we look into the word in Isaiah 29 verses 8, it says, It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams, and look, he eats, but he awakes and his soul is still empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreams, and look, he drinks, but he awakes and indeed he is faint, and his soul still craves. So the multitude of all the nations shall be who fight against Mount Zion. The very aspect, nje, yokuthi we see these things really coming across, and we can relate in the word that they are vanities. Sawubona dumela, hi.
Sawubona dumela, my brother, brother.
Hey, Putwani.
Ngiyakubulisa ngokamelisa mfethu Jesu Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Ngibulise ku cross. Buyisondeze no brother Baruki.
Amen. Amen. Greetings, my brother.
Shalom, shalom, my brother.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, Putwami. Welcome.
The topic vanities of today, brother Ray. We have namhlanje zweni maningi ama vanities. Epha konke lokho abantu bakubuka kuhambisana nesikhathi, brother Ray. Because today abantu bathanda injabulo. Uzithole nezingoma ezithi ebumnandini kulapho uzongithola khona. Number two, vanity, abantu bathi le mali ngoyicile. Xa ungena mali abantu bazokubuka sengathi isima, ngeke kube nabangani.
Yeah.
Second Timothy 3 verse 2, today abantu abanezinto zabo baya kethana bodwa kanye bahamba bodwa isosekethile
yeah
labantu they are greedy baphila kumhlaba we materialism labantu abaneliso ngoba bayahamba baye kuzinyanga baguqe kuSatan
hey madata
sacrifice to the god demons even shocking about even sacrificing their own children to demons there are also believers too who are seeking knowledge from the dark side vanity of today is really lisukile kuNkulunkulu ignoring the god who loves them sina sibandla siyakuthi peace can only be found in the prince of peace Jesus Christ hayi kuSathane ngumbulali
umkhosi hey madata
ngoba ngisakhuluma kanje ngikhumbula lapho inkini yaseyadini owakhohlisa uAdam noEva wathi kubo lapho kuGenesis 3 verse 5 you will be like God lelo zilala balithanda ngoba manje uEva ukuthi sofana noNkulunkulu manje sozenzela izinto zethu but what happened there bawele sonini dada re bakhoshwa ama-rights abathathwa uNkulunkulu bakhishwa emfini yaseyidini nanamhlanje izi abantu bathola umuntu engesena lutho brother izinto ezishabalalile what and what uSathane abuye kuye athi hayi my friend bona izinto zakho la into engakusiza wena it just commit suicide uzothola ukuthula Ngiyabonga kakhulu madala. The God be the glory.
All the time may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much my brother, my friend. Thank you.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother, my friend. Inkulunkulu anibusise nonke lapho.
Nawe kube njalo. Thank you sir. Thank you sir. All right, we're taking your calls. Can give a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter and then of course this is a matter of vanities. Why do we rush to such so much? Why do we rush to such so much? That's something that concerns me.
Join us as we change lives forever together with you on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
All right, let's listen to Godfrey. Hey, Godfrey, my friend.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
My friend.
Abu professor lapho noma yakhe nonke lapho student abalaleli bottomless pit vanity of vanities
hey
umgodi ongagcwali uyafaka akugcwali that's a demise yomuntu this thing started in the garden of eden way back when the devil told Eve no Adam ukuthi bazoba smarter and they'll be like the most high yet they were already this thing is an oppressor to us we're living kamnandi la chasing animals and sticking each other with spears si content si satisfied nobody was suffering we shared the same thing we ate the same cows we drank from the same river we had the same king we looked at the same mountains then he came to make imali wasifaka ispirit sokuchasa forever he told us to go to school you go to school uqedi matric it's not enough wenza degree is not enough wenza ama honors when the masters, when the PhD, it's not enough. We are chincha, we are gule skolo, it's not enough.
You
buy a car,
say that again.
It's not enough. We upgrade ufuni AMG, we are taller. No, I'm not telling you double care. No, utenga indlu, three room, four room, no, that is not enough. Utenga a townhouse, no, that is not enough. I'm going to buy a house in the state. It's a vicious cycle. Ngingena kule sonto leli, lase, class room, schooling, that is not enough. Itinye kule leli, a cathedral, that is not enough. Itinye kule sonto elinye elikhulu elgcwala stadium abafundisi bakhona kushanga ipika ne sound system, it's never gonna be enough. Anything here la emhlabeni eyenzo Satan, it's not gonna be enough for all of us. The sooner we understand and get out of that, the better. But he's got us by the hook. We are trapped. And Yeshua told us how to avoid this. When the devil enticed him, Lapana Amsa, at the mountain peak and shown all the riches of the world. Yeshua knew good. This was going to hook you. And he told us, don't be tempted to listen and take the devil's offer to follow him and worship him. Uzurendara poor and broke. You see, for Nasona's figure, it's not enough. He box la matamati anymore. Kufuneka i-casket, i-casket that is not enough. Kufuneka i-dome that is not enough. Kufuneka i-casket i-Valentino Louis Vuitton. Hey, akwaneli. Umuntu manje nakangcwatshwa bekufakwa nje ilitshi tombstone, it's never enough manje. Sekumele kufakwe i-tombstone edrowile enzweni ebiza how many thousands. Hey, asiliboni lidlalayo. He's playing with us. But I love what the Most High is always doing. Just like he did told Ulo, Elijah. Elijah, when he was running away from Jezebel, hiding in the mountain, seeing that he was the only prophet left, the Most High said, no, I have saved 7,000 other prophets who didn't bow to Baal. So the same, in this misery of ours, with a lifestyle, Europe, Eurocentric, adoptile. Ungunkulu has saved the Bushmen. They don't live like us. Abakho stress. Bazihlalela lapha e-desert, labo bazihuntela the same way. Abana account, abana bond, abakoloti anybody tax, abayenzini. Baphila ne-nature the way they were supposed to. As an example of the misery. Sicabanga ukuthi it's impossible to live like that, to go back to our old ways. In Kenya, you find the Maasai. The Maasai are still living the same way. As Puzela Likazlabo, Balthanganis and Abyss, they are Basfueling in Komozabo. That's what they do. Basas Talila, the way Batalangakona, eating wild honey, Tina Sipizila, Sichesana, Nizindozala, and Clavin is control of Saturn. Isn't as lazy, Pisipsuga, Slalis, Vanama, high blood. Pressure. Ngoba sicabanga ukuthi izikoloto zizothathwa lezinto zizodliwa or uzibanibane next door uthenge something better than ours. Hey, kunzima. Hayi, mangibambe lapho, Pastor Ray.
My friend, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Ngathi ungabuya futhi for another 2 minutes usitshele ukuthi how uyithola phikele enye yasekugcineni. I'm fascinated. Absolutely fascinated. We are not satisfied with anything, and once we get into this, it breeds greed within us. It breeds covetousness within us, and that's a big problem that we have. Final statements, Professor, let me give you that you take your 5 minutes or your 4 minutes and make your conclusions. I'm looking at Isaiah 55 verses 2. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight itself in abundance. The Father speaks a powerful promise of hope in Isaiah 65, verses 13. Therefore, thus says the Elohim, behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Let us serve him. He knows what he is doing. Let us move away from these vanities. Anyway, they are very expensive for us. Isaiah 55, if you can look at it, you would see from verse 1. It's too much. What do you say?
Thank you, brother. Thank you for that. The word of the Lord says we are wasting lot of things, lot of money, and we are wasting these on vanity as well. And I just want to emphasize here that even food itself, sometimes we tend to go overboard. And that food itself, which is the food for the stomach, becomes vanity because sometimes it's a very killer of our bodies. But we spend a lot and we think we need to not rest and toil, and we go and focus more on the bread that satisfies the flesh other than the bread of life, Yahushua HaMashiach. And here it says in Isaiah 55:2, and says we are spending your wages for what does not satisfy. Vanity of vanity, because we go and collect a lot of money, and you even spoke about this, that when we go to the Father, we don't even take a cent. And we accumulate this lot of money, and there is nothing that we are going to do with it that will take us to the Father. And what we do with it doesn't satisfy, particularly if we are not in the Father. And he says we must listen so that we can eat what is good. I think that's where the important thing is, that we need to know what is good so that we don't find ourselves doing things that are not beneficial, finding ourselves spending time on vanity, so that we can delight in the abundance of the Most High. And you spoke again in Isaiah 65, verse 13, where it says, behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. So it means there is a certain food that we are assigned to, but most of us are not aware of what kind of food is that. There are certain things that the Father wants us to partake in, to pay attention to, but we are not paying attention to those things. We are busy with vanity. And even if we want to eat and be satisfied, there is a way in which we do this. There is an approach. There is a way that God wants us to pay attention to these things that will satisfy us. But we are busy with the food, we are busy with the glamour, we are busy with the drinks, we are busy with the cars, we are busy with houses, and so on and so on. And these things are not beneficial to us, to the spirit, not beneficial even to us advancing the kingdom. Because what will make us the people whom God will be proud of is when we take the word back to the people, that they may know Christ more. But we are busy with the vanity of vanities. So this is what God wants us to understand this night, that we may know. The other thing that I want to bring across, Brother Ray, is about people who are believers, who think doing other things in certain way will bring them to a place of holiness. I was drawn to Matthew chapter 6, starting from verse 5. It says, when you pray, you shall not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, they have their reward. So some of the things that we portray godliness that has nothing to do with God. We portray that we are in him, whereas we are not. It is vanity of vanity, whereas it is hypocrisy. Sometimes we behave in a godly manner that does not bring glory to the Most High. And we will do things so that we can be like people who are doing the right thing. So these are things that we must be aware of, particularly us. The preachers of the word. Don't do things that you know will not benefit you and the kingdom of God. Amen.
I hear you quite well. And of course, I'll come to you, my Ach. In just a jiffy, I will come to you. I need to do a bit of this. I trust the Father is doing you good.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Mfundisi wa mina.
Pastor, asibingelele, asibingelele sengibona isikhathi sibalekile. Ukuphumelela mfundisi kuyafuneka. Kuphela nje ukuphumelela. Kuba khona ukuthi ungaphumelela, ungaphumeleli kahle, uthenga imoto njengoba asho umfundisi wami bayithathe. Uthi uyobhadala uyovula i-account uze uphumelele ugcoke kamnandi. Hayi, i-account ivalwe mfundisi. Ngokuba nabefundisi abakubeki kahle kucace lapha enkonzweni ukuthi isikweleti, uma unesikweleti kufuna uyenze kanjani. Uma ufuna imoto indlu ufuna wenze kanjani lapha endlini lapha ube nendlu enhle mfundisi umuntu abe bamkhiphe lapha endlini mfundisi manje ke kufuna impumelelo angeke uze uphumelele kahle mfundisi uma usabe isikweleti ngabe mfundisi bathi uma unesikweleti angeke ungene ezulwini lapha kuba neagreement laphayani uma uthenga imoto uma uvula iaccount kuba nesivumelwano kanti mambo
basho kanti mambo mfundisi wami na nakhensa mfundisi wami nakhensa and of course let's do another one.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Thokozani
ndate Ray le kai wena le baiti ba hao mo le ba mamedi bohle ba pulpit yo ya watse ba ndate Ray a re khutela morao lentsong la morana modimo ne ha o sa hopola nakwene Adam le Eve ba tloha mane sebakeng seo morena modimo a ba beileng ho sona. They went straight into confusion. Wa bona ba ile ba tlhakatlhakana le the spirit of confusion ba ile ba mamela the advice is wrong from the evil one. Wa bona. So jwale a ke ithuta bophelo ba rona e ka re somehow re ntse re hatisa yona mehlala eo. Wa bona, we're going back around and round in circle in so many ways. Ne? And then if I would like to be short, only the biblical scripture money or the books of or the book of James whereby Modimo Abua or Norman, if we resist the devil will flee from us. But I know that it's a little bit challenge, and then hape, it's not just as simple as we think. Wa bona ke re ka nako tse dingwe morena modimo le ena na le go tloela re ke re fete di testing a tle a bona gore na se wa re rutileng sona gore e fela velevele se re tla se mamela ka ditsebetse pedi kapa jwang jaanong he ntate re le godine ke a tseba gore rona re le batho re na le di-perceptions tse fapa-fapane re na le di-personal goals and then re na le ka mokgwa re utlwisisang bophelo ka teng but what is important those things they need to be in line le ka mokgwa morena modimo a batlang ka teng so that we may not be tempted to Rebecca a spirit of confusion, spirit of darkness, ugila bona, and then whereby sometimes re just say re le bana ba modimo re ipolela rae rona re pholositswe ka pa re bana ba modimo jwale nthonyana tse jwalo re tshwantse re rapele each and every day ho re resist the evil desires. Wana ntatere lo khodi le bua di topic sentle tse ke di rata man tsa tsela tsatsi la re aha re ya le boha ntatere lo khodi le ba mmeli ba pulpit thokozane ka monaka Alexandra bana beso a be go
Thokozani re lebo ha ntatwa kare lebo ha tle re lebo ha tle ngwaneso. Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor, and we shall never make the mistake of failing to even say that. May the Father be glorified absolutely more than 100%. Now my akhi, take your 3 minutes. Time is really gone. Hosea chapter 12 verses 1, it says, Ephraim feeds on the wind and pursues the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation. Also, they make a covenant with the Assyrians and oil is carried to Egypt. So vanity makes us to lose. We lose out on our anointing. And we feed on lies and desolations. We should be careful. Maaki, finally.
To that. Absolutely. Right now, we are the chosen nation. The Bible speaks about us, right, as the people who are the inheritance. But now, you find that we even confused. We don't know our identity. We don't know who we are because of the knowledge that has come and that has brought in this vanity into us, into thinking. When you look at books like Lamentations chapter number 5, which, or Deuteronomy 28, where you can be able to see the identity crisis that we have entered into, the confusion that has that has been planted in us, that we even have self-hate amongst us. Mm. So now, we ought to remember that the promise of Abaya, it stands, his word never turns back void. And what he has spoken, it shall be fulfilled.
Yes.
So it is for us to repent. It is for us to come out from Babel and to lose or to leave that which is of wickedness, this vanity that we are surrounded with, and seek the truth, because falsehood dilutes things, and it makes us also not to know who we are. So today there's so many things that are around us in terms of even the social media, fashion and appearance, you know, brands and so forth, that we move away and we want to return and never to other, instead of following even some of the things that were good, the things that were praising and were worshipping Elohim. But there you go. Turned out and we've become distant. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so much to you. Next week we are talking about submission and rebellion. We are talking about that. These two contrasts, we are touching on them next week. Let me say thank you to Professor Buisondezi. Thank you, Professor. Greetings to you.
Father, blessings to you and your family, blessings to Brother Parukia and the family, and blessings to our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And also, my achi, Tuda.
Tuda and Shalom, my ach, to you and to your family, to Professor Buisondezi and her family, also to the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit. May Abaya's word remain in us, in our heart, and may we constantly strive
Amen.
To guard it and to
Amen.
Do according to his will. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue, and we are taking it on from 8 o'clock, and we are talking to Men on Track from the Northwest in Rustenburg. We will be touching base on them, and we are talking about leaving a legacy. It's going to be wonderful. Stay tuned. And may the Father bless you. Thank you for your calls and your WhatsApps. Thank you so much also for the messages you have sent. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for being the kind of believers that you are. We are grateful to actually conversate with you and learn from you at all times.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.